Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Perek Dalet of Maseches Chulin, Perek Dalet Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Behemah shenachtu raglav min harkuva lamata. If a behemah's hind legs were cut off from the their two, unlike a human leg, which has one joint at the knee. Well, I guess we have two joints. We have ankles also, but the behemah's joints are more evenly distributed, I guess, in the leg. So if it's the lower joint of the leg, so it's going to be kosher. Then the animal's still going to be kosher min harkuva lamata. If it's above the lower joint of the leg, then psula, then the animal is a trefa. It's possible. Kol shenit tzomas agidin. If the place where the bunch of sinews was taken off, the animal is a trefa, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. Nishpara etzav. If the bone of the back leg was broken, totally, was totally severed below that joint, imrov habasar kayim. So if most of the basar around it is still there, shchitasa mitarato. The shchita will be mitarit that you're even allowed to eat that leg. V'imlav en shchitasa mitarato. Otherwise, it's considered a dangling leg that was totally cut off of the animal that you're not allowed to eat. Mishnah Zayin, Hashochet is behemah matzah bashilya. If you shecht an animal and you find the amniotic sac inside of the animal, nefesh hayofa tochlena. If you're not, too grossed out by it, so then you're allowed to eat it. It's kosher with the shechita. Veinim tamei lo tumas ochlin. It will not become tamei with tumas ochlin if the mother was shechted. Velo tumas nevelos. It's not a nevela. Chishe veleha. If you had a machshava that you wanted to eat it, then metamei tumas ochlin. Then it takes on the status of food and can become tamei tumas ochlin, avelo tumas nevelos, but will not become tamei with tumas nevelos. Shilya sheyatza b'ksasav. Some of the amniotic sac came out. Asura ba'achila. You're not allowed to eat it, even if other half was still inside. Simen vlad ve'isha v'simen vlad b'vehema. An amniotic sac is a sign that there's a fetus in both a woman and in an animal. So even though you don't see a fetus, you assume that there must be a fetus that somehow is no longer visible in that amniotic sac. So we're worried that the part that came out had the fetus or the head of the fetus in it, in which case we've assumed the whole thing is considered to be nolad and is not covered by the shechita of the mother. Hamavaker shehipil shilya, if a pregnant animal that's pregnant with its first child, had an amniotic sac that came out. You throw it to the dogs, meaning it's possible that there was a bechor in there and that therefore it should have kedushas bechor, but usually that's not the case because usually it did not have the head of the animal in there. Uba mukdashin, but if it's an animal that was a karban, meaning the mother was a karban, tikaver, then you have to bury the amniotic sac. Vein kover nasa b'prashas drachim, and you don't bury it somewhere stam at a crossroads. Vein talun nasa b'ilen, you don't hang it up on a tree, mipnei darkei amori, because that's a violation of darkei amori. That's something that they would do as a superstition, to protect from subsequent miscarriages and things like that. Okay, so to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav, we had said that if an animal's legs were cut off below the knee, so to speak, below the bottom joint, or below the ankle, I guess, below the bottom joint, it's kosher. Above the bottom joint, it's pasul, it's a trefa. If the tzomas hagidin was removed, or the bone, it's a trefa. If the bone was broken, but you still have most of the flesh in place, then the shechita will even make that limb kosher, but otherwise the shechita will not make that limb of the bottom part of the leg kosher. Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you shecht the behema and you find the amniotic sac, so if you're not grossed out by it, you could eat it, but it does not. It's not considered a food for tumas ochlin or tumas nevelos. If you had a machshava to eat it, then your matan it is considered a food, so it's subject to tumas ochlin but not tumas nevelos. If part of the amniotic sac came out, you're not allowed to eat it because we assume that that there was a leida, and the same thing. That's a simon. The amniotic sac coming out is a simon of vlad, but a simon of having had a vlad there, both by an animal and by a human. If an animal is having its firstborn and the amniotic sac came out, you could throw that to the dogs. You don't have to worry that it's holy. But if it's a carbon animal, then you have to bury the amniotic sac, but make sure not to bury it in a place that, like a prashas drachm or on a tree, where it would be a violation of darkei hamori. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with the fifth parak of Maseches Chulin, parak Oso Vyas Bino.